Page 93, Unit 22. There should be no central bank.
I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. Thomas Jefferson.
The argument of having a strong central bank has come up many times in history. The basic idea behind central banks is to regulate the monetary policy while the government manages the fiscal policy. The objective is to create both a check and a balance. I believe that it can concentrate too much power in the hands of a central government because it would only look at the short-term political benefits and disregard important economic aspects in the process. A perfect example is its authority to print money. A government that wants to stick to power will disregard the consequences of printing an endless amount of money, which would then result in economic chaos. As a rule of thumb, an independent central bank ensures that the economy is managed well, as the monetary policy is set to keep the broader economy in mind beyond government spending. So ideally, the central bank is an independent entity providing stability for the economy. Moreover, it allows the government to have some influence on the key components of the country's economy. And here's a key point which I have to argue with. Why should the government be given so much influence? Why should any of the branches be given more than the rest? It just makes the government grow, and it could become more susceptible to mismanagement. I firmly believe that if we have a small government, it can result in more freedom for the people. No wonder some of the founding fathers of the United States strongly urged for a small government in order to provide more liberty. More freedom, however, does not allow for the concept of having a central bank, as it's against the principles of capitalism because it can take away the control of the free market. It's also questionable whose interests central bankers represent. Is it the public or is it themselves? There is a lot of evidence that proves that a central bank is often cozier with private interests than public ones. Also, lobby groups and private interest groups can exert a great influence on the bank, allowing only a small number of people to benefit from having a central bank. Lastly, the central bank, while it is a government institution, is still run by people with a business-like mind. To look at the other side of the story, I have to give credit to the argument that a nationally recognized currency and the implementation of an independent monetary policy can be good for a country. For example, the United States had over several dozen different currencies before the Fed was established. It can also protect small banks, as without the central bank, small banks would be eaten up by large ones and would not be able to operate. The central bank also helps control inflation and deflation. Thus, it keeps the country running smoothly as far as finances are concerned. All things considered, there are very good arguments on both sides, and also historical examples to prove both. In all truth, one has to look at many other factors before making the correct judgment about this issue.